Father, we just bless your holy name, for truly this is the day that you have made. And Father, we will rejoice therein in it. Father, we just thank you and praise you for everything that you are doing in our life, even those things that we don't understand. But Father, we want to give your name the praise because you are ordering our footsteps. Therefore, we choose to praise you. We choose to lift up your holy name. We choose to sound the trumpet, and we choose to spare not, but to lift your name up. Hallelujah. Father, in this morning, this early morning, this prophetic midnight prayer, Father, we decree and declare that situations are shifting and coming into right divine order concerning our lives, concerning our finances, concerning our family, concerning every aspect of our life. Father God, we decree miracles began to show up, unexpected miracles began to show up in the lives of your people. Father, we decree and affirm that we are the healed of the Lord. We are the prosperous of the Lord. Father, we decree in the name of Jesus that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, we decree and declare that breakthrough shall begin to come forth in our lives. It's going to show up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that we are the strong and mighty. We declare in the name of Jesus that we are full of wisdom because, Father, you said in your word that we should be wise as serpent but yet harmless as dove. Father, we give your name the praise and we give your name the honor. And, Father, we declare even now as we stand in this space, standing before you, we declare, Father, that this place, this space that we stand in, it shall be a place and a space of unity. It shall be a place and a space of love. It shall be a space and a place of breakthrough, miracles, new opportunities are going to show up because, Father, you are in the midst. And wherever you are in the midst, Father, change take place. We embrace the change. We embrace the workings that you have already started on the inside of our lives. To you be honor and glory. Prophetess Naomi, open up the line so we can all begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you so much.
I'm going to go to the next one. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this is the day you've made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for great is our peace, Lord God, for you promised to keep us in perfect peace if our minds are stayed upon you. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory, Lord. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Thank you for being our strong tower. Thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And we thank you, Lord, that every spirit of infirmity is pulled down by your word. Every spirit of violence is pulled down by your word. Every spirit of lack and defeat is pulled down by your word. Lord God, we thank you, God, that every spirit of stroke and heart attack and blood pressure and all infirmities are dismantled and dismissed from your people in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of lack is rebuked by your word, God. We thank you for debt cancellation. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of restoration and repair, for rebuilding, Lord God, and advancing your people. God, we shoot the arrow of deliverance and shatter the glass ceiling, Lord God, as we pray under an open heaven, Lord God, that your blessings begin to flow down and pour upon your people. We release your blessings of healing and deliverance and restoration, Lord God, and right relationships, Lord God, healing in the families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory for our elders and for our leaders, Lord God. We pray and bless our archbishop. We bless our pastor, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and we strengthen them, God. We undergird them, God. We lift them, Lord God, and we cover them with your blood in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare strength and blessing unto them even now in the mighty name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen.
Glory be to God. Even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father. Lord, as the psalmist said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. For our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth, who will not suffer foot to be moved. We thank you, Father, Lord. Your word is there, Father, where your spirit is there, your servants will be. And tonight, as your servants, Father, we stand in agreement. We stand together in one accord. My God, with your Holy Spirit going being with us, my God, your angels surround us and your blood covering us in the name of Jesus. And as we lift up, Father, our spiritual leaders before you, even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, we pray for the unctionizing of your spirit, Father. Your dunamis power to continue to be released, and Father, continue to refill and replenish, Father, and multiply in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your healing, my God, that will take place even in Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan and Prophetess and Mother Mary Berrien. Entire Jordan and my God, and Berrien's family, you're touching tonight and every family member. Father, you are touching your strength in, my God, with strength and power and might in the inner man. Thank you for your angels, my God, that continue to encamp round about us and every Father home represented in every nation, Father, even to the globalization, the prophetic, your word is spreading, my God. Father, even as fire, my God, and Lord, in capturing the minds of many, Father, as the mind of Christ. And we thank you, Father, for your resurrection power manifesting in our lives. And we thank you for the victory in every area of our life, even this night. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, humbly I approach the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob, the God of promise, hope, love, and grace. I come before you in the merit, the holiness, and the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. I approach the faith by the ministry. Father, we thank you even for this day, Lord. We thank you for your spirit that is upon us this morning, Lord. As we worship you, as we lay our life unto you, Lord, we thank you, Father, for the man that is in Jesus Christ to be in us this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I just want to take this time and pray for South Africa, Lord. Father, our children are being killed. We see young people being killed and banned, Father, and being raped also, Lord. This is happening every day in South Africa, mighty God. We pray and we cry unto you, Lord, that have mercy upon our children, Lord. Protect them wherever they are going, Lord. Stop the healing, mighty God. We cannot take this anymore. It is too much, Lord. It is too much. Women are crying every day in South Africa. There are kids that are lost. They don't even know where they are this morning. All the young girls from 13 to 18, 20, they are being killed in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, intervene. Intervene in this situation, Lord. This is too much for us, Lord. We thank you, mighty God, for your mighty protection, that indeed you are going to protect the children. You are going to protect the mothers that are in pain right now. Father, heal them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, we thank you even now, Father God, for another day, Father God. We thank you for another midnight cry, Father God. We thank you and we lift up your holy name even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for our leaders and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for touching your company of prophets, Father God. Lift up even your prophetess, Glenda, Father God, even now, Father God, in her time, Father God. We know that your word says that you will be there, Father God, in our time of trouble and in our time of need, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for covering your people, for covering your company of prophets, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for having your word be a light unto our path. And Father God, we thank you even now, Father God, for we decree and declare, Father God, healing over our physical bodies. We decree and declare, Father God, healing, Father God, in our families, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, healing even now inside of our children, Father God. We decree and declare healing in our marriages, Father God. We decree and declare healing, Father God, in our finances, in the mighty and masterful name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, even now. We'll be so careful to give you all the glory. We'll be so careful to give you all of the praise and honor, Father God, which is due to you, Father God. We thank you even now for touching, Father God, siblings, Father God. We thank you for touching, Father God, even the elderly, Father God. I want to thank you for lifting up my grandparents, Father God, and Mother Mary Jordan, Father God. I thank you for strengthening her and strengthening her physical body, Father God, and strengthening her mind, Father God. I thank you for covering her. Father God, I thank you for covering my grandmother, Father God, Pastor Mary Marion, Father God. I thank you for touching her, Father God, and the hedge of protection, Father God, that you have over her life, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for touching each and every family, Father God, even those people, Father God, that are not even listening on the line, Father God. Touch all members, family members, Father God, immediate and extended, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you, your name and prayer, Father God. I want to thank you for life, God. We thank you for families. We thank you for every family, every loved one that's on the line, and every family in general, even now, Father God. Father, allow us to have the wisdom and the mind of you, the mind of Christ even now, Father God. Father God, we bind the spirit of generational curses even now, Father God. Allow it to break even now, Father God, whatever it is that may be lingering even now, Father God. Father God, allow unity to surface, Father God. Allow your agape love to shine forth in us even now, Father God. Father God, order our steps even now, Father God. Give us the wisdom on what to say. Give us the direction, Father God. Father, I thank you for divine peace even now, Father God. Blow a fresh wind of peace in our hearts and in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, continue to protect us as we come and as we go. Give us traveling mercies always, Father God. Continue to lift your name on high. I love you and thank you, Father God, for life. Thank you for life. Thank you for love. And thank you for connection. In your mighty name we pray, amen.
Amen. Father God, we lift you up tonight and we thank you for you are God, for you are all, Lord. You are worthy of all praise, Father. Father God, we thank you even for the new season that we're walking in this season throughout this spring, Lord. We thank you for all the many blessings that you have set before us and all the divine connections that you have already set before us, already worked out that divinely connects to our purpose, that divinely connects to our prayers, divinely connects to the answers that you're sending our way, Lord. Father God, we ask you to give us guidance, Lord, to direct our feet, and to also, Father God, give us the things to say and lead us into the right decisions in terms of the right choices that we're making, Lord. For we claim victory in all things, Father God, that we are seeking for. We claim victory in all things that we are involved with, Father. And let those around be blessed by our hands, Lord. Be blessed by our work. Let us be a blessing to all, Father God. And Father God, I just want to thank you for the miracle and the hedge of protection that you are working throughout our families, Lord, that you are working throughout every family on this call, Father God, that you are working in every last name that's connected to this call, Father God. We thank you for counseling the attack of the enemy, for counseling the spirit of division, for counseling those things that oppose your union, Father God, for those things that oppose your perfect love, Father God. And we just want to thank you for being all in all, Father, and being all the answers that we need. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, I give you all honor and praise, O God. We thank you, God, because truly you are worthy to be praised, O God. And without you, we are nothing, O God. And we want to thank you, God, for preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies, O God. We thank you for letting our cup runneth over, O God. And we thank you, God, for your healing power and your grace and your mercy, O God. And we thank you, God, for looking on all the families who lost a loved one, O God. O God, comfort them, O God. O God, protect them and heal them and give them, I know you love them, God, and we love them, but give them more of your love and comfort, O God. And we want to say thank you, God. And God, thank you, God, for breaking generational curses, O God, and breaking strongholds, O God. O God, thank you, God, because truly you are the air that we breathe, O God. O God, thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, O God. And God, thank you, God, for even giving us liberating conditions, O God. And thank you, God, for setting us free, O God, out of bondage, O God. O God, and thank you, God, for looking on our loved ones, God. We know that you chases those who you love, O God. The ones that don't know you have not yet given their hearts to you, God. O God, continue to shield them and protect them, God, and help them, God, and all those who don't know you to recognize their sins, repent, give their hearts and minds to you, that they will become your child, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for keeping our children safe, oh God. And we thank you, God, for covering our homes, oh God, with your blood, covering us and our families and loved ones, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for allowing us to call those things which be not as though they were, oh God. And thank you, God, for making us a co-creator with you, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for your healing, even for in every aspect of our lives, oh God. We give you our honor and praise, oh God, and continue, God, to be with our leader, God, strengthening them, oh God. Strengthen our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, God. Continue to give them the wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. Help them, God, to continue to create, that they will move your people as you would have them, oh God. And God, I thank you for all the leaders who stand with them, oh God. I thank you for all the ones here on the line today and all your prophets, pastors, and all that is here. God, we thank you. We give you our honor and praise, oh God. Thank you again, God, and thank you so much for whoever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Thank you, Almighty Power One, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And Father God, in Jesus' name, we just come before you tonight to thank you, Father. We thank you for all that you are doing in our lives, Father God. We thank you for peace in this season, Lord God. We thank you for peace in our homes, Lord God. We thank you for peace in the nations, Lord God. We thank you for touching hearts in this season, Lord God. We thank you for allowing people to be compassionate in this season, Lord God. We thank you for kindness. We thank you for love, Lord God. We thank you for love towards one another, for love towards our fellow man, for love towards our brother and sister, Lord God. We thank you for breaking generational curses in this season, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening families in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the covering of protection that you have over each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Those that are connected to this line and those that are not even connected to this line, Lord God, we just ask that you cover them in this season. We ask that you continue to cover our children in this season, Lord God. We thank you for ordering our steps, order our children's steps, Lord God. We thank you for divine connections, Lord God. We thank you for divine locations, Lord God. We thank you for putting us in the right place at the right time, Lord God. We thank you for allowing no harm to come our way, Lord God. We thank you for strength in this season. We thank you for touching our minds in this season, Lord God. We thank you for a sound mind in this season, Lord God. We thank you for protecting our thoughts, Lord God. We thank you for covering our businesses, Lord God. Cover our family members, Lord God. We thank you for prosperity in this season, Lord God. We thank you for all of the miraculous things you are doing in our lives, even those things that we don't understand right now, Lord God. For we know that you work all things out for those who love the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Prophetess Darlene. Thank you, Father. Prophetess Darlene. Prophetess Naomi.
Father God, we come to you again on this day just saying thank you, Lord. Saying thank you for the things that you're doing. Saying, God, you are a great God. We thank you, God, for the favor and the covering that you continue to do in our life. We thank you for giving us strength. We thank you, God, for giving us the peace. We thank you, God, for giving us the wisdom. We thank you, God, for you giving us the favor. We thank you, God, for the knowledge that you contain. We thank you, God, for giving us the power. We thank you, God, for the journey and the walk that you have placed us on. We thank you, God, for everything that you have already given to us. We thank you, God, for every breath that we breathe at every second and moment of the day, God. We give you praise in this present now, God, because it is surely a gift for us. Father God, we thank you, God, for the healing that you're doing in each and everyone's life, healing in the finances, healing in relationships, healing in health, healing in all things that concerns you, God. We thank you, God, for that. We thank you, God, for even open up our mind, God, to expand us to the next level. We thank you, God, for letting us be who we are in you in Christ. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, I thank you right now, as your word says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And praise ye the Lord. And Father God, we praise you tonight. And we thank you for this midnight cry call, Father God, because we know your word said the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. And Father God, we cry out for more of your spirit, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that you will cause your Holy Spirit to begin to prevail all over the land and country, God. In the name of Jesus, let the spirit, hallelujah, of love begin to prevail through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of joy begin to prevail all through the, hallelujah, through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let peace begin to prevail through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let long suffering begin to prevail through the Holy Spirit. Let gentleness, hallelujah, begin to prevail through the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Let goodness begin to prevail through the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Let faith and meekness and temperance begin to prevail through the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, right now, we ask you right now to go before us to make every crooked place straight right now. You said, Lord, that when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against him. And I thank you, Father God, that you're causing a standard to be brought against our enemies right now. In the name of Jesus, and everything that is coming against us, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, you will cause divine healing and divine restoration in the lives of your people, God, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that everyone that is on this card is protected by your blood, Lord. Cover their homes, their relationships, their jobs, their finances, hallelujah, even their health, hallelujah, their bodies, Lord, and their communities, God. Cover them with your blood, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people. Father God, we thank you right now for Prophet Galinda Freeman, and we thank you, Father God, that she's covered her and her family by your comforting angels, God, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her. Comfort her, God. Live her right now. In the name of Jesus, give her comfort, God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. God, I thank you, Father God, for our Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and our First Lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and their beloved family.
family, God. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them in the name of Jesus. I thank you for their grandchildren right now. And I plead the blood of Jesus over each of them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for, hallelujah, prophetess Mother Mary Jordan right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over her, and we decree strength, hallelujah, over her body right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over prophetess Pastor Mother Mary Barron right now in the name of Jesus and her beloved family. And Father God, cover them in your blood in the name of Jesus and camp your angels around them in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every prophet that is on this line, God, and I decree miracles and break through increase and release upon their life, God. In the name of Jesus, bless them, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you're getting ready to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, Father God. I thank you for Shekinah right now. Cover my members with your blood, Lord. Bless them, Lord, in ways that they can't even imagine, God. And I thank you for my son, God. You're turning him back to you. And hallelujah, even the conviction that was upon the prodigal son, that he will come to himself and to return back to the Father's house. And I thank you, Father God, that you will begin to cause a lift for your people and breakthrough and victory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord. And Father, even as we stand in this place and in this space, Father, and this prophetic midnight prayer, Father, grant us favor in uncommon places, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for every prayer, every utterance that has been said. Father, look on your people everywhere, those that are sick, those that are shedding, those that are mourning, Father. Father, touch them in a very special way, Father. Father, you know and you understand, Lord. Lord, you see the beginning and the end of a thing. And Father, lead them and guide them and bring peace and encouragement to their heart. Father, I pray for little J.R. tonight, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're bringing harmony and balance to his body. And Father, you're strengthening him, Father. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you would even change his mind, Father, that he would rise up, Father, and do what he needs to do in order to correct his health. Father, I thank you right now that everything that you're doing in our life, Father, we honor you, we praise you. And Father, I pray for every individual that's on this call tonight, Father, name by name. Father, touch them, Father. Father, give them the desires of their heart, Father. And those that are standing in family, Father, we lift up our beloved sister, Prophetess Barbara, even as she travels and even as she's overseas, Father. Father, bless her and do the overflow for her. Do that which she thought that would never be done. Father, do that very thing, Father. And Father, as she lifts your name up, Father, Father, you renew her strength, Father. Give her favor in uncommon places. Father, show her where the silver is and show her where the gold is, Father. And Father, we give your name the praise and the thanks, Father. Father, look on the nations of the world, Lord. Look on the women of the world. Look on the children of the world. Look on those that are fatherless, those that are homeless, those that are motherless. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, touch them, Father. Let them know that they're not alone. Let them know that they have purpose, Father. And we rebuke the hand of the enemy that would try to come to steal, kill, and destroy, Father. Father, we lift your name up, because, Father, you said if your name be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you. So therefore, Father, we lift your name up, giving you praise and giving you honor. Now, Father, as we proceed through this day, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the favor. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the strength. And whatsoever we put our hands to, Father, it shall be blessed, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we would navigate through this day skillfully so that your name will be praised and you will get the glory. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the angels of the Lord do go before us to bring protection, to bring safety. The angels of the Lord do encamp round about us, and nothing shall hurt, harm us, because, Father, we are lifting your name up. Father, because we are protected. Father, because we are anointed by you and because we are full of purpose. Father, we give your name the praise and the honor now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you, family, once again. We do honor every one of you and thank God for you, for your prayers and for standing on the wall, not giving up, not coming down. The work is still being done, and we give God praise for that. So, family, I just, again, love you to life, and thank you for honoring
us. Love you, Pastor.
Yes, to the call. Thank you. Thank you so much. We love each and every one of you. Peace and blessings. Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
All right. Just want to let everyone know we will be back here at 9:30. a.m. We will be back here at 9 a.m. with teaching with the Archbishop and not the Prophet. And we are in our new book, those that are in the Book of the Month, called
yes.
The Identity of the Holy Spirit. So definitely join us back here at 9 a.m. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets? Please announce.
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica. I just wanted to announce that tomorrow or later today at 12 noon, we'll be back for the Pop Life Show. We'll be doing a checkup from the neck up with our very own Prophetess Naya Kia. The conversation is going to be around codependency and the effects. So you do not want to miss that. It should be a very interesting topic.
Amen, amen. That sounds really interesting. Thank you so much, Prophetess Jessica.
Amen. And Prophetess Naomi, Prophet Joshua here. Save the date, June 9th and June 10th. We will be having our men's conference, invited for all men of all ages. So tell a friend, tell a son, a cousin, a nephew to come and be a part. June 9th and June 10th. And the Master Prophet will be having special guests and speakers there sharing. It's free of charge at 310 Riverside Drive, 103rd Street. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet Joshua. All right. If we are all done and stuff, we're going to say good night and God bless.
God bless. God bless.